Worshipping the Father in Spirit, Part 2. I believe that worshipping the Father in Spirit is speaking in tongues. Why? Well, let's see what the scriptures say. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. Speaking in tongues is a direct communication to our Heavenly Father. It is a complete language that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is not just a few words now and then, but a flowing, graceful language. What are we saying when we speak in tongues? Well, that's the Holy Spirit's business. Verse 2 continues, for no man understands him, howbeit he speaks mysteries, divine secrets. We are speaking out. Yes, we must move our lips and mouth, but the Holy Spirit is responsible for what we speak. We worship him as we speak out those mysteries, those divine secrets. On the day of Pentecost, when the apostles received the power of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, the Judeans in the temple witnessed in Acts chapter 2, verse 11, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. In Acts chapter 10, Cornelius the centurion with his family became the first Gentiles, non-Jews, to receive the power of the Holy Spirit and promptly spoke in tongues. Verse 46 of chapter 10 states, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify, or to praise enthusiastically, God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, again, the context is speaking in tongues. The Apostle Paul states, I will sing praise or sing psalms with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 14 states, for you truly give thanks well. Again, the context is speaking in tongues. Can I encourage you to read all of chapter 14 to see how these verses slot into place? Can you see the Father's train of thought about worshipping him in spirit by means of speaking in tongues? In John 7, verses 38 to 39, Jesus proclaims, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Tongues are a spiritual, supernatural language inspired by the Holy Spirit. They are designed to flow out of our mouths like torrents of moving water. If perhaps your spiritual language does not flow so freely, please don't despair. Ask your Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help you, and ask him for freedom of flow so you can worship the Father more effectively. If you need any more encouragement, please WhatsApp our website helpline on +353 896 146245. Finally, what is our motivation when we worship the Father in spirit? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 states, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love, I am become as sounding or roaring brass or a tinkling, clanging cymbal. Without love for our Father, our tongues can become like inanimate clanging and roaring. Oh, can I encourage you to spend time with our Father, worshipping him in the Spirit. As you speak in tongues out of a heart of love and thankfulness, you know you are praising him perfectly, magnifying him perfectly, speaking out divine secrets and the wonderful works of God. Oh, have a glorious day.